And you know the boards on people's houses that are horizontal like this and they overlap? What are they called? They're to keep the rain out?
Well, abode.
You mean on the side
on
or the
outside?
Roof?
On the side.
On the side.
Uh-huh.
That's weather balloon.
Okay. And what do you call the covered area outside of a house where you might put some chairs and sit out there and rock?
Porch.
Okay.
Some people call it verandas. I call it porch.
And suppose you have a porch that doesn't have a roof. Does that have a name?
Well, I really call that a patio. All
right. What do you call a small fenced area where you put a cow before you milk it? It could be right next to the barn and you put it there right before you milk.
We call it the barnyard.
Oh, okay. Do you ever call it a cow lot or cow pen or something like that?
Well, I tell you, at home, we just call it the barnyard at home because the mules and the cows and the horses and all went through that.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, fine.
There was a lot where to keep.
The lot?
There was a lot.
Yeah, a lot of them call it a lot.
Where to keep all of them was a lot.
But you never called it that?
No, and I used to be the milk one. I had milked all cows.
Well, that's quite an art to do it well.
Yeah, it made your hands get big, too.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A fence? You call it a wall if it's made out of rock or stone. If it's made out of rails, it's called a fence. Wooden fence.
Okay, is that what you call
it? Rail fence.
Now, she said made out of rock and stone.
Hmm?
Well,
and
stone,
made out of rock and stone.
Uh-huh.
It ain't made out of
rock.
That'd be a wall,
then. That'd be a wall. That'd be a wall,
Oh, okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel about that big that's open at the top that you can carry water or milk in?
Well, you can call it a bucket.
Okay.
To use for milk, you call it a milk pail.
Okay. What, and these are all made out of wood?
All of them made out of wood.
Uh-huh. Or do you call it something different if it's made out of metal?
Well, you don't usually put milk in a wooden bucket. You put water in a wooden bucket.
I see.
But the metal one, you can use for milk.
And do you call it pail then, or do you call it bucket?
Well, you call it a water bucket.
Uh-huh. What about the milk one?
Well, you can call them milk pail, I ring.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that you use on the stove to fry fish in?
Frying pan.
Oh, okay. A lot of people call it different things, so it's fun to see what the different names are.
We always call it frying pan.
All right. And what about the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet. I can hear somebody here, I can hear some of them right here.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Where?
On a barrel.
Oh, a bam!
Or a bam.
What was the question?
Well, you call the same thing on a bam.
It'd be the same thing.
Oh, okay. And how about if it's out in the yard? Is it the same thing or something different?
That's spigot.
Okay.